Education Secretary. Now, Senate Democrats have been working through the night to try and find one more Republican who will switch sides.
This is a big display where they took shifts of blasting Betsy DeVos. But the reality of all of this is that Democrats simply do not have the numbers to block her confirmation when she comes up for a final vote later today.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati, that vote in the Senate scheduled for around noon today. Now, later today, a federal appeals court panel in San Francisco will hear arguments on the immediate fate of the president's travel ban.
Three federal judges from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will hear arguments from the Justice Department and from attorneys general from Washington State and Minnesota. These two states argue that the Trump administration has failed to show the country would be irreparably harmed by the suspension of the ban.
Correspondent Joe Johns, those court arguments are set for 6 p.m. our time this evening. The Howard County Council has voted in favor of a measure that stops just short of officially designating the county as a sanctuary for illegal immigrants. The vote declares that Howard County is a safe and supportive place for undocumented immigrants, but they're not calling it a sanctuary. The county executive has vowed to veto legislation that designates Howard County as a sanctuary county. It's election day in Fairfax City.
There are three people vying for the job of Fairfax mayor. Eleanor Schmidt, Michael DeMarco, and David Meyer all currently serve on the city council. Interim Mayor Steve Stombre says he's ready to hand off the city to the winner.
I think the next mayor will be engaged in trying to get some of the developments that have been approved by the council off the ground and moving forward.
Former Mayor R. Scott Silverthorne resigned last year after he was arrested for what police said was an attempt to trade drugs for sex in a sting operation. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The D.C. Council votes today on a bill to try and encourage police officers not to leave the force when they're eligible to retire. Councilmember Jack Evans says it's critical for the city to retain as many cops as possible.
We on the District of Columbia Metropolitan Police Department are at an all-time low in officers. We're down to about 3,650 officers. We are authorized to have 4,000, and we need 4,000.
The measure up for vote today before the council would give bonuses to D.C. officers over a five-year period after they reach retirement age, including doubling the officer's salary in the fifth year. Montgomery County's population is projected to keep growing, especially in its urban centers, and that could exacerbate already growing school capacity problems. County Council Chair Roger Berliner is now asking the school system to come up with a master plan to address school capacity issues.
It is fundamental to keeping the confidence of our community that we make sure that as we make conscious decisions to grow in certain parts of our community, that we have the school capacity there.
Figures show that 3,000 new students are coming into Montgomery County schools every year. The Virginia House has passed a bill to require schools to notify parents of any sexually explicit material that may be taught in their kids' classrooms. And if parents ask, a teacher would be obligated to substitute an assignment that does not include such material. 2 weeks ago, the State Board of Education considered and rejected a similar measure. D.C. firefighters worked for several hours overnight putting out a fire in a large apartment building near the National Zoo. One person was taken to the hospital. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,052, the Nasdaq at 5664. Sports, the Cavaliers end the Wizards' 17-game home winning streak. College basketball, number 12 Virginia upsets 4th-ranked Louisville. Howard loses, and the Super Bowl champion Patriots get their victory parade in Boston this morning. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news.
It's now up to the Trump administration to argue in favor of the travel restriction.
The president is not a dictator.
Breaking news.
Patriots win the Super Bowl.
Depend on it. On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
It's here again, guys. Valentine's Day is next week, and you know what that means. Time to start thinking about the perfect gift. Or you can simply trust the experts at Cherry's Berries like I do. Picture your sweetheart when you surprise her at home or her office with decadent, dipped strawberries made just for her. I scored major points last year by sending these amazing, unforgettable treats to my wife. She loved them. Hey, you have a unique Valentine. She deserves a one-of-a-kind gift, right? Well, this is it. These berries are ripe, juicy, and delicious. They come freshly dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey goodness, topped with irresistible toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And check this out. Right now, you can get Cherry's Berries for $19.99 plus shipping. That's juicy, gourmet, freshly dipped berries starting at $19.99. And today only, you can get double the berries for just $5 more. don't wait. Valentine's Day is almost here, and this offer expires today. To get this amazing deal, go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use code 5000. That's berries.com, code 5000. Berries.com, code 5000.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
The winter is here,
and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets.
So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to JoeHadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through southwest D.C. and over near L'Enfant Plaza, and that entire corridor had been bunched up here because of a suspicious vehicle, but they've cleared it and now reopening all the lanes. 12th Street, D, C Street. Yes, we still have a lot of the volume there, but travel lanes have been reopened. Those intersections are moving again, but still allow a little time here till we can get all of that cleared in that stretch. Around the Beltway, we're struggling in Forestville with the crash. On the Beltway, Interloop southbound, before you get to the exit for Route 4, takes the pressure off beyond heading to the Wilson Bridge. Your backup's just near 210. So if you're joining on from St. Barnabas Road, a little bit lighter than normal there. Topside jammed before you even get to 95, and around to George Avenue from our earlier morning crash gone, with delays off at 95, almost back near the ICC. Accident activity continues 270 southbound, right at the lane divide, but confined to the right shoulder, and getting through Herndon and Reston. We're pushing slow on the toll road eastbound, the crash before you get to the Reston Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
On again, off again, rain for the next 24 to 48 hours. Some showers early this morning with thunder shower. Then we'll get some dry weather with some sun this afternoon. 69. Tonight, showers early, maybe a thunder shower, then cloudy overnight, 57. Tomorrow, some sun early, then cloudy later with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 53 in Woodbridge, 52 in Hyattsville, 49 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Melissa McCarthy as Sean Spicer. Now, Rosie O'Donnell offers to play Steve Bannon on Saturday Night Live. See the video at WMAL.com. And Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 707 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall here on WMAL. Coming up at 735, Ken Klukowski is a legal analyst who's going to give us his take on where this case stands involving the president's immigration order. That's coming up in about 30 minutes. And then at 835, Larry Kudlow will join us. I'm Brian Wilson. Very happy, very pleased to be joined this morning by Jesse Jane Duff. Good morning to you, Gunny.
Good morning, motivators. Glad you're with us.
And joining us on the line right now is Rick Klein, ABC News political director, to talk about what's been going on in your United States Senate with the nomination. There's been a lot of overnight testimony from Democrats regarding Bessie DeVos, the president's choice to be the Secretary of Education. Cut 19, if I could, please, a little bit of what is going on. Here's what it's been sounding like overnight.
And DeVos's agenda means fewer teachers and resources and worse schools.
A former public school teacher in Indianapolis wrote, "I watched all of Betsy DeVos's Senate confirmation hearing. As the minutes turned by, fear, fury, and grief."
Well, you get a sense of what the Democrats are saying right now. Let's just turn to Rick Klein. Rick, this is sort of a nail biter. This is a very close vote.
It's 50-50 as of now, so that means just one more vote, one more Republican joining the Democrats, and the two Republicans sink the nomination. As it is right now, if the vote were to happen the way we expect, Mike Pence is going to have to come over to the Capitol to cast the tiebreaker. And that's never happened before in the history of nomination fights, that you had a 50-50 tie that had to be broken by the Vice President of the United States.
That's pretty interesting. That's an interesting historical fact. I was just reading here this morning that in the entire history of the United States, vice presidents have only been called to the chamber to break ties on 244 occasions. So it's rare for it to happen at all. It's extremely rare to happen. Well, I guess it's never happened before when it comes to a nomination from the president.
That's exactly right. And what makes this interesting is there's a template here that Democrats feel like they may be able to recreate. Even if they don't block Betsy DeVos, they've gotten the public's attention with this one. We've heard tales of tens of thousands of calls and letters and emails flowing into Capitol Hill. Of course, two Republicans, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, and Susan Collins from Maine, have said they will oppose the nomination, which is a rather unusual thing for a president of their own party. This seems to have resonated, and I think Democrats feel like even if they can't block this one, then at least they'll have something to build from for the next one or the next fight that they have with President Trump.
This is Jesse. What are you looking at? What does this mean? Do you feel that, you know, that in the future we're going to see, like you said, this precedence? Do you feel it's going to happen also with the remaining nominations? We're going to be going through this arm wrestle?
Well, I think there's another nomination in jeopardy. Andrew Puzder, who the Labor Secretary just acknowledged overnight that he actually hired an undocumented worker in his household at one point. And that's something that has sunk nominations in the past. But even beyond that, I think there's a grassroots organizing that can have impact that, again, Democrats can join with a couple of Republicans. There's just nothing more small-D Democratic than the idea that constituents contact a member of Congress, member of Congress votes according to his or her sense of what their constituents want. That's why you have the attention on the DeVos hearing today, and that's what the Democrats hope is their model going forward.
Well, you say grassroots, and look, I think that grassroots, outrage that being expressed by the public is extremely rare these days. It's almost always pretty organized, and isn't it true that in this particular case, it's being organized by the teachers' unions who oppose this nomination?
Oh, of course. I mean, and no one should pretend that there's anything that happens in 2017 politics.
That's authentic. That That's right.
Professionals involved. But again, I don't know that it changes things. I mean, people are willing to contact a member of Congress, whether they were told to by a teacher's union or a lobbyist organization. The same thing happens on gun rights bills or when the NRA gets involved. These are real people that have their voices. And if they didn't have a political voice that members of Congress thought about, members of Congress would ignore it because they know the game, too. So I agree with you. It's not this organic thing that happened in every second grade classroom across the country, but that doesn't take away from its potency.
Well, Democrats have been successful in slowing down the pace of these nominations. There's little doubt about that. If they want to claim victory on that, they can certainly do it because these have been trickling out slowly because Democrats have dragged their feet every step of the way. But I understand one of the interesting things about DeVos is they have to have her vote first because they need Jeff Sessions' vote as a senator before they take up his nomination.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I mean, if Sessions were to happen before Betsy DeVos, he'd no longer be United States Senator, and now it's 50-49 instead of 50-50. So an interesting quirk of the timing.
One of the things that has been said is that the Republicans are saying the nominations haven't been this slow since George Washington. At this same time, what was it with President Obama? There were 14 nominations already completed, roughly. From your database in your brain, when's the last time you saw it move this slowly? Or
never. Actually, I mean, we actually went through and found all the vacancies for a new president going back to George Washington. There were more current vacancies in the Trump cabinet than all of those presidents combined. Now, it's not an exact comparison because some nominations took a little while. You had new presidents come in, new cabinet agencies created. But the idea that the president starts fresh, he puts the names out there, they don't get confirmed, there is no precedent ever in American history for this many unconfirmed nominations this late.
All right. You are correct that there is one other one that is overnight. There's been sort of a little blip on the radar about the Labor Secretary nominee and perhaps having hired an undocumented worker in his home. How serious is that one? Is it just starting to gain any momentum?
Well, they've already delayed this nomination a couple of times, and labor groups are very much engaged in this fight even before this came out. And again, this has been enough for nominations to be pulled in the past.
Yeah, so especially Supreme Court nominees, as I recall. Yeah.
That's right. So I'm curious to see what the reaction is on Capitol Hill, particularly given the attention that's being given to Betsy DeVos. Usually these nominations only become kind of national political stories if they're in jeopardy, if the sharks start circling. And I think they are when you start talking about the kind of revelations that have come out about Puzder at Labor.
Big picture, though, the Democrats have been objecting to just about everything that this administration has done. And I have been reading in certain articles about how some Democrats are concerned that if they fight everything, at some point, maybe do they anesthetize the public to their complaints and they don't have as much impact?
Yeah, I think you have to choose your battles. And you can't dial up the outrage meter to 100 every time the president acts. Otherwise, you're not going to be the boy who cries wolf. I think that's one issue that's facing them right now with the Neil Gorsuch nomination at the Supreme Court. Do you want to go all the way in opposing it when you know that President Trump is probably going to get another pick or two in his 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very possible that he does. And so do you want to go all the way for someone that may not be that objectionable? What if not a swing vote? So I think, look, it's a new president. people are feeling out his political potency, and I think they're also making calculations about, if we do this, how is he going to react? How does it impact other things? None of these things are happening in a vacuum.
Is it your judgment that Mitch McConnell will indeed pull the trigger on the nuclear option for Supreme Court nominees if Democrats try to block this thing in a serious way?
Yes. I think the Republicans have been pretty clear that there's going to be an up or down vote on Judge Gorsuch one way or the other.
Yeah.
And the other way is that, the nuclear option.
All right. Listen, thank you so much. Rick Klein, ABC News, a political analyst and political director. I'm sorry. Thanks for joining us here. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
It is now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland struggling in Forestville. This crash on the Beltway still blocking them right half. On the Interloop southbound as you approach Route 4. So if you're coming southbound, say south of 50, the John Hanson Highway, keep alert. Up ahead, you'll see those brake lights, and then it's a solid lineup again to get toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Beyond that, if you typically join on from, say, Route 4, Route 5, St. Barnabas Road to the Wilson Bridge, very light volume because the rest of the Beltway takes the pressure. On 210, northbound, much better through Accokeek, the stalled car north of Farmington, or stalled truck, north of Farmington Road, that has been cleared. Virginia struggling through Herndon and Reston, the crash. Eastbound on the Dulles Toll Road before you get to the Reston Parkway, and looking at the volume coming off of the Greenway and off of the 14th Street Bridge in town, slowing, but traffic has been released in Southwest D.C. on 12th Street, D, and C Street earlier. Suspicious vehicle cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WML Weather Channel forecast.
It looks like it's going to be showers, perhaps a drop or two this morning, but then it clears this afternoon, and before the day is over, around 4 o'clock, temperature should be somewhere around 70 degrees. I'm not making it up. Tonight, showers early, then cloudy overnight. It only gets down to 57 overnight, and then tomorrow, 64. But then tomorrow night, cooler, and they say that there might even be a flake of snow. I'm not making that up either. Hard to believe before it's all over with, but the overnight low is 42. Thursday, 40s. Friday, in the upper 30s. Saturday and Sunday, we're back up to in the 60s again. Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees. It's 7:17 on WMAL. Well, the sanctuary city thing continues to be quite the debate around this country. And you know, the president has said, look, if you're a sanctuary city, you're on notice. We're going to insist that you not be a sanctuary city, that you not protect people who are in this country illegally, who have violated the law, and that you're holding in jail. You can't be a sanctuary for those people. You've got to turn them over to the immigrations folks. And a lot of cities and a lot of counties around the country are rebelling against this. That is what happened last night in Howard County, just north of the district, halfway between here and Baltimore. On Monday evening, the council there and the county council approved a bill granting sanctuary-style protections to undocumented residents of the county, according to a report. However, it's not really, the final vote was 3-2, so it was a close count. An amazing turnout in the council chambers, people both for and against this idea. The final vote was 3-2, so the sanctuary city measures are in place. However, the county executive, Adel Kittleman, has told WMAL in a recent interview that he intends to veto it.
Well, the law that they're proposing could affect seriously our ability to enforce some very serious crimes, such as gang violence, such as human trafficking, child pornography, and it just doesn't make sense for us to be doing this.
So it looks like it may have passed the council, but it's dead on arrival when it gets to the county executive's desk.
You know, what's insane about this is that it says the favor of the bill that would bar discrimination based on citizenship. I'm sorry, you know, I've been an employer. I work in agencies where we hire people, and U.S. citizenship is often a criteria for many of these jobs, particularly those that require some type of background clearance or whatnot. How can you have a sweeping vote of saying you can't discriminate based upon that? Because there are employers out there that have to prove they tried to find a U.S. citizen before they sponsor someone. Mm-hmm. So it's like this goes in the face of all federal law, smack dab in it, that Americans have to have the ability and capability of being employed before you hire somebody who is a visa, that you're going to sponsor somebody on a visa here. What it boils down to is I just find that this incomplete defiance of federal law is a complete contradiction, that it's just like everybody's going rogue out there.
Yeah, Howard County Police Chief Gary Gardner did not like this piece of legislation and opposed the label of sanctuary city, saying it could compromise federal funding and limit information integral to ensuring the community safety. This according to a report in the Baltimore Sun. So, listen, this is going to be very interesting to see what happens in the days ahead, because actually, you know, if the federal government starts to withhold federal funding, like in California, they've said, California, we're going to withhold your federal funding if you don't quit being a sanctuary state, which basically they are right now. And California said, okay, well, you know, we'll just quit sending tax dollars to D.C. I mean, that's what they're talking about right now. That's how serious this fight has become. Lawsuits are in place in California to try to stop the Trump administration from withholding federal funds before they actually do it.
The whole thing in California is just so insane. I'm actually from California. My parents still live there. They're 92 years old. And my mom has just got a really cute wit about her. I called and I said, so, you know, it's snowing in the mountains. Is the drought over? She goes, yeah, but all these illegals are going to drink the water. she's just so frustrated that the state has just allowed everything and anything without any sense of focus on the people that are there, the taxpayers like my parents.
And again, remember, we're going to have this this big case on immigration going to be decided, you know, out there in a California court, this Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, this afternoon or early this evening, East Coast time. So, you know, this is a very interesting time, and a lot of people are staking out really, really tough positions on this, and it's not clear how this is going to all be resolved.
You know, we're a nation of immigrants, but we're a nation of laws, and it's legal immigrants, and you have to go through the process legally. I don't understand the argument that the left has. I will never get my head around it, because they're essentially sustaining that we don't need to support laws, we can defy all laws, and it's just pretty much an open borders.
722 on WMAL.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
Guys, you've got to do better this year and wow her this Valentine's Day. Give a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and lasts forever. Send her a Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. A Beargram includes a personalized teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, gift card, and signature box. Ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly, you can send a Beargram to inspire smiles, make memories, or even break the ice. Check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. From the sultry 50 Shades of Grey Bear to the zombie love bear, from the world's softest bear to the 6-foot hunk of love bear, or maybe the new I Love Lucy chocolate factory bear. Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say I love you in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, Valentine's Day is Tuesday, February 14th, and delivery is guaranteed. So visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR. That's 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple. Real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
A lot of pressure below my eyes and above my eyes. A whole lot of pressure with headaches, a lot of tiredness, just wanting to lay down a lot.
I was having a lot of sinus congestion. It just progressively got worse. I almost couldn't function.
That's Jennifer and Mary. Both have suffered for years with chronic sinus infections.
I actually went to several doctors. I got antibiotics, allergy shots, and nothing really seemed to work.
Now, their issues are gone. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of Sinus Cure called balloon sinuplasty.
I feel great. My sinuses are completely clear. It was simple.
100% better. I would encourage anybody to have the procedure.
Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections, facial pain, pressure, congestion, headaches? Find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Set an appointment today with Sinus Cure. Call 301-968-6618. 301-968-6618. That's 301-968-6618.
It is 725 now, WMAO traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Toll Road, we're jammed coming off of the Greenway due to a crash. Update is brought to you by Mattress Firm, eastbound on the Dulles Toll Road before you get to the Reston Parkway. Still watch for this crash, and that's why we have the delays heavy through that stretch. In the Burke area, the accident on the Fairfax County Parkway, it's northbound. If you're eventually trying to get northbound up to, say, 123, the accident will be north of Roberts Parkway, so you'll need extra time. And southbound, with the rubbernecking delays, feeling that as well. On the Maryland Beltway, Forestville jammed with the crash. Interloop southbound before you get to the exit for Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. So plan accordingly. You'll need the extra time through there. Beyond, though, it does take the pressure off heading to the Wilson Bridge. On 210, northbound, cleared the broken down truck north of Farmington Road. Now we're trying to push beyond Swan Creek Road, trying to get up to Livingston Road and up toward the Beltway. Crash reported along the way near Palmer Road on 210 northbound. Hurry into Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. Save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands and get queen sets for as low as $179.99 only at Mattress Firm. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
How to get off again? Rain for the next 24 to 48 hours. Some showers early this morning with thunder shower. Then we'll get some dry weather with some sun this afternoon. 69. Tonight, showers early, maybe a thunder shower, then cloudy overnight, 57. Tomorrow, some sun early, then cloudy later with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees in northwest Washington, 726. Man, I got to tell you, the Washington Wizards put on a show last night against the reigning basketball champions, the Cleveland Cavaliers. It was a game for the ages, and the Wizards would have won this game had it not been for just one of the most amazing shots ever carried off on a basketball court by LeBron James. That's me. That's what he does. But even for LeBron James, this was an amazing shot. And I found out this morning, Jesse Jane, you were there.
I was within feet of this shot.
So tell me about it.
Okay, so it's down to 3.4 seconds left in the game. The Wizards are ahead by 3 points. And the fan next to me was a Cavs fan, and I'm a Wizards fan. I'm right behind the Wizards bench, literally right behind him. Here comes the throw. The throw comes from the end of the court, from baseline. LeBron is within feet of me in front of the Wizards bench, catches it, does a rotate, steps back, and buckets
it toward the bucket.
Yeah. And nobody was there to block him, and he lands it in, and with 0.3 seconds left, it was unbelievable. He tied that game. And I just had to have nothing but respect for the king. I mean, it was just phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, that's a one in a million shot.
3.4 seconds.
Otherwise, the Wizards would have won that game. But then it was tied, so they went into overtime. And the final score was 140 to 135.
It was amazing. And the Wizards gave it an amazing shot. With 0.3 seconds left, John Wall blocked a shot, and he fell into the seats. I mean, he literally jumped into the seats right in front of me. The ladies screamed, and I was like, my God, these guys are going for blood.
Jesse Jane, quite the sports fanatic there.
I am.
The final score, 140-135. Cleveland Cavaliers, that brings to a close the 17-game home winning streak. But I'm telling you, the Wizards earned a lot of respect last night. 728.
If you have aortic stenosis, you may have heard about TAVR, a minimally invasive treatment option that does not require open-heart surgery. The Inova Heart and Vascular Institute has one of the fastest-growing TAVR programs in the country, and we're able to consider patients at all levels of surgical risk, including low-risk patients to whom the procedure was previously unavailable. Learn more at innovaheart.org/TAVR. Inova, join the future of health.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 222. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this weekend to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 222. That's proflowers.com, code 222.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to Ken Klukowski about the immigration order and the court fight over it. Where does it stand? It's all coming up after the news, 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. It's been a long night in the Senate where Democrats are in the midst of a blitz against Education Secretary nominee Betsy DeVos. A confirmation vote is set for noon today.
Despite this effort by the Democrats, Republican leadership is confident that Betsy DeVos is still on track and will be confirmed later today. They do not expect any additional Republican defections, which is what Democrats are really prompting here with this overnight marathon session. They will, however, need the help of Vice President Pence, who's expected to come up here later today to Capitol Hill, cast a tie-breaking vote to cement in her confirmation.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati. Now, about the same time the Senate votes on the DeVos nomination, in Annapolis, Maryland Democratic lawmakers will unveil a plan they say is aimed at protecting Maryland schools from privatization. Federal and state lawyers will go before a panel of federal appellate judges in San Francisco today to argue the fate of President Trump's travel and refugee ban. The Justice Department says the president has the power to decide which non-citizens can come into this country when it's a matter of national security. States that have filed suit say Mr. Trump's executive order is unconstitutional. Howard County lawmakers have declared the county a sanctuary for illegal immigrants, but they are avoiding using the actual word sanctuary. The 3-2 vote may not be enough, though. The county council would need 4 votes to override a veto by the county executive, and Alan Kittleman has promised just such a veto. Fairfax City voters are choosing a new mayor today in a special election. Former Mayor Scott Silverthorne resigned last year after his arrest for what police said was an attempt to trade drugs for sex in a sting operation. It's Victory Parade Day in Boston, honoring the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. Players and team officials will ride in duck boats, the World War II era amphibious vehicles that are popular with tourists in Boston. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,052, the Nasdaq at 56.64. Sports, the Wizards lose at home for the first time in 18 games. College basketball, Virginia gets the upset win over Louisville. Howard loses. WNBA, the Mystics have reportedly signed former Maryland star Christy Tolliver. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Brian?
Yes, Tom?
Do you think we'll ever be finished?
With what?
With this job.
Well, Tom, if we can't get it all in one truck, we'll just call another truck for backup.
No, I don't mean this job we're driving to. I mean, will we ever be finished hauling away all the world's junk?
What do you think that would look like?
A junk-free world, completely clutter-free? Wow, that would be beautiful.
That's the dream, Tom. That's the dream.
But then when I think of how happy people are when they see the difference we made, I don't really ever want to be done. Does that make me a bad person, Brian?
No, Tom, it just means you love your job.
We recycle the recyclables.
And donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
I really do love working here.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 3/31/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
Elevate your afternoon at Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. today with a rich, full-bodied flavor of any medium latte or macchiato for $1.99. Let Dunkin' Donuts give you the afternoon boost you need. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Lanes have been reopened, Maryland Beltway and Forestville, but big delays as a result of this crash. Inner loop before you get to the exit for Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Still see some activity there on the shoulder. But plan for that time as you head south of 50, the John Hanson Highway. To get on to 50 going outbound as well, we have some of the outer loop delays with the morning rush hour. Slows each direction, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, trying to get past Good Luck Road. Had the incident, should be out of the roadway quickly here southbound as you approach Good Luck Road. On the top side, from 95. In fact, just before you get to 95, around to Georgia Avenue, slow 95 delays from the ICC. If you're taking Powder Mill Road, say off of 95, Powder Mill Road as you pass High Point High School right near Cherry Hill Road for the crash. And on southbound 29, as you head through White Oak, accident activity reported, and the slowdowns continue down toward the Trader Joe's. Let's go on to the toll road eastbound in Reston before you get to the Reston Parkway crash cleanup. Fairfax County Parkway in Burke. You're going to need extra time here. The crash northbound side of the Fairfax County Parkway, and that's going to be just past Roberts Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Even warmer weather continuing to settle in here as we head on through today. A few showers around, maybe a thunder shower for the morning. Some sunshine this afternoon, up to 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Woodbridge, 52 in Silver Spring, 51 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning here on Mornings of the Mall, because it's a busy time in the nation's capital. At 835, we'll talk to Larry Kudlow from CNBC. I'm Brian Wilson, and happy to be joined, as I always am when she shows up here. Jessie Jane Duff is in the house this morning. Good morning to you, Gunny.
Good morning, motivators.
She likes this music. She's dancing.
I'm always dancing.
Joining us on the line right now, Ken Klukowski, legal editor for Breitbart News. What's next on the Trump immigration order? Ken, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
All right. So President Trump's temporary travel order faces an appeal court hearing this afternoon. It's 3 o'clock on the left coast and 6 o'clock here on the east coast. It's got to be done all by telephone. And at stake is whether or not the president's order can be reinstated or must remain on hold. How's this thing shaping up there, Ken?
Well, I'll tell you, Brian, and I should add, I'm also trying to assist with this case as a fellow with the American Civil Rights Union, so I'm covering this journalistically and also trying to add some legal expertise as well. I want to manage everyone's expectation in town here, because if there's not a ruling in favor of the president's position, the media, of course, is going to crow that it's a defeat, et cetera, et cetera. The reality is this. What we got out of the district court, James Robart, in the Western District of Washington, is what's called a TRO, a temporary restraining order.
Right.
All that is something that freezes the status quo for a few days while the court can get its head wrapped around the legal briefs and arguments being offered. It's only done in the most extreme circumstances when the court thinks it needs some breathing room. Now, it was completely inappropriate for the judge to issue this, but that is the role for a TRO. As such, a TRO cannot be appealed. I mean, I'm stunned that this is at the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit could easily today rule that it is today not siding with the Trump administration, because under federal law, the jurisdiction of all federal courts, district, appeals, Supreme Court, that's all set by Congress. And under the relevant federal statute, which is 28 U.S.C. 1292, a TRO cannot be immediately appealed. You need to wait until the judge takes the next step.
Then why that's so I have not heard that. So why is it before the Ninth Circuit Court now? What are they hoping to accomplish here?
Well, the Justice Department filed for an emergency stay of the TRO and asked. I was wondering, what in the world could they be arguing? I finally got to read the briefs yesterday morning. All this is in my write-up yesterday for Breitbart, where they explained, because there was not a clear time frame set in the TRO, The Court of Appeals, they argued, should treat this as a de facto preliminary injunction, which would be the next step in the litigation, and a PI, as we call it for short, can be appealed. They're saying because there was no time limit set on this TRO,
it essentially is an injunction and not a TRO.
Exactly. Yeah. You should treat it as a PI and go ahead and reverse it. The reality is, when you read the James Robart's order, which again was egregious on so many levels, he explicitly says in several days, he explicitly says this TRO is in place only as long as necessary for the court to rule on the motion for a PI. So a TRO lasts 14 days or less. In this case, he was saying it's only going to last until I can issue a ruling on a PI. I would expect that would happen anytime in the next few days. If the Ninth Circuit treats this TRO as the TRO, temporary restraining order, that it is, it could rule in favor of the states and against the federal government tonight, just claiming a lack of.
But that doesn't mean the case is over. It just means it goes back to the district court.
All it means is it's going to go just a few more days until the district court grants a PI, and then the Justice Department can take that back to San Francisco and argue the merits of the case. So if we get a bad ruling this week, it's not a ruling against the Trump administration. It's just the Court of Appeals saying, hey, we're actually not allowed to reverse this. We need to wait a few days. That's why a TRO is only used when the house is on fire, you've called the fire department, and it's saying, okay, before we figure out how to fix the situation, let's just put out the fire. That's what a TRO is.
So what is
the only thing before the court today?
What is the Trump administration going to do if the ruling isn't in their favor, and how long do you think this is going to get tied up before there's some form of resolution?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a great question, Jesse. I think the Ninth Circuit is one of the two most liberal courts in the appeals courts in the United States. The other right now is the Fourth Circuit, where we all live in the Mid-Atlantic outside of D.C. Is with the Ninth Circuit, the odds of getting a three-judge liberal panel are very, very high, so it could easily be a ruling against the administration. If you were to then take it en banc, where a larger number of judges would be weighing in, you've statistically pretty much guaranteed you're going to have a liberal majority there. It's difficult to see how the administration can prevail at any level short of the U.S. Supreme Court.
But the Supreme Court is 4-4 right now.
If we even have four votes right now, everyone's assuming that Justice Anthony Kennedy is on the side of the administration here, and I think he certainly should be. As a matter of law, he should be. I think that the best outcome right now, would be once Judge Gorsuch is confirmed as the ninth justice on the Supreme Court, that this case could be dismissed 5-4 for lack of standing, because the plaintiffs here are just two states, Washington and Minnesota. They're asserting the rights of their citizens and their companies. Those things, states don't have standing to bring those claims in federal court. A private party might. I mean, they're suing the president personally under the Administrative Procedure Act. That only applies to agencies. You cannot sue the president under the APA. I mean, this is a 10-count lawsuit. Most of the counts are completely bogus.
But the real issue, Ken, here, if I could just get to the real issue. Here, bottom line is, most of the people that I've read who I respect, even if they disagree with the law, people who are real legal scholars say, this is within the president's right to do this. Ultimately, he has the legal right to put in place this executive order, doesn't he?
Oh, if we're getting to the actual executive order itself.
But we're not even close to getting to that. But I mean,
exactly,
but ultimately, he's right, isn't he?
If we get to the EO here, the president is 100% within his constitutional and statutory authority to do this. Absolutely. But this is part of the argument going on. This is part of the clash of philosophies in the judiciary right now, is that there are some judges who believe that there are all sorts of constitutional limits on Congress and the president, notwithstanding the very clear words of the federal statutes that the president is following here. In essence, there are judges who think that aspects of those federal laws that are being used in this EO, that some applications of those laws are actually unconstitutional. That is part of what's driving this litigation.
Well, I just have a second left. In fact, we're already over. But, I mean, this is going to be done by telephone and live streamed. When do we get a decision out of the Ninth Circuit Court?
When you're hearing, this isn't even what's called an expedited appeal. This is instead an emergency appeal. As a result, a decision could come out tonight. A decision could come out tomorrow. If they, as they very well could, just reject the appeal on the grounds that they lack jurisdiction, because this is still a TRO, you could do that in the two-paragraph order
that
could be issued within hours after the hearing.
We're going to leave it right there. Listen, I learned some stuff there, Ken. Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate you joining.
Brian, Jesse, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
7:45 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Rock Creek Parkway commuters, all lanes southbound direction during rush hour, but we're at least losing a lane or two because of a car into a tree. Southbound side, Rock Creek Parkway after Calvert Street. If you would be coming out of the tunnel, this would be just past that area. Okay, let's get you onto the George Washington Parkway, which has just been about the volume as you come southbound near the overlooks and to continue down toward the Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. That's slow. 395 from Edsel Road to the 14th Street Bridge with a continuous backup. A tough go. It's been on the toll road with the accident activity eastbound toll road before you get to the Reston Parkway. On the Fairfax County Parkway, might need to rethink this if you head past the Burke Lake area. We are absolutely jammed. The crash north of Roberts Parkway. Southbound, bit of rubbernecking delays as well. And for the Maryland Beltway on the Interloop, Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll stay well into the 60s today, tomorrow, just as we were yesterday. Some showers around for the first part of the day, maybe a thunder shower. Might get some clear in this afternoon, 69. Then showers come back early tonight, then mostly cloudy with a thunder shower possible overnight, 57. Tomorrow, sunshine early, then cloudy later, 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 49 degrees at 7:47. You know, the Harambee thing just won't go away. It just won't go away. Everybody has, you know, is making fun of Harambee and that sad thing that took place down there where they had to, you know, kill the gorilla. And now the latest development in this is that on eBay, you know, where you can sell anything, apparently.
Apparently.
Somebody found, and I'm not making this up, a Harambee-shaped flaming hot Cheeto. And I've got a picture of it here, and it looks like a gorilla who is climbing a tree. And they got a picture of Harambe, or a gorilla like Harambe, in a tree.
Climbing a tree.
And, I mean, I've got to tell you, it looks like the gorilla, the Cheeto looks like a gorilla climbing a tree.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. But if you think that's unbelievable, listen to this. The bidding on this thing has gone through the roof. And, in fact, I think early this morning it sold, and you're not going to believe this, just a hair under $100,000. I'm not making it up. Yeah, I know. Mike McKay's over there going, what?
Yeah.
Somebody paid, apparently. Apparently, unless this is some big hoax.
It's all staged.
Yeah, unless it's some big hoax, it appears that somebody paid $100,000 for a flaming hot, not a regular hot, not a regular Cheeto, a flaming hot Cheeto that seems to have been extruded. That's what they do when they make Cheetos. They extrude them. They extruded it, and it formed in the shape of a Cheeto that looks like a gorilla climbing a tree.
It's still a Cheeto. And, you know, whoever spent the money on it is going to get it in the mail, and it's probably going to be crushed, and then they're going to be realizing that it's still a Cheeto. It's not the gorilla.
Apparently, the person who put this up said, I opened up a bag of flaming hot Cheetos, and as soon as I looked inside, I came across this unique Cheeto that looks like Harambe the gorilla. This item up for bid is only for the unique Cheetos bag not included. This makes a great collectible for anyone who... How do you ship this?
This is just ridiculous. You look at this, if there were any other position, it wouldn't look like a gorilla. It has to be shaped, it has to sit exactly like this. Number two, I do think that they had a fake bidder on this.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see whether or not anybody actually gets
$100,000. His cousin bid on it.
It's a 750 on WMAL.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Valentine's Day is coming, guys, and there's no one like your Valentine. And this year, you need to treat them to an unforgettable gift that is as unique as they are. And I always recommend Sherry's Berries. And this year, the folks at Sherry's Berries have something new. Decadent chocolate truffles from Sherry's Berries, their new premium chocolate collection starting at only $29.99 plus shipping. Now, I have tasted these. I've seen them. The truffles are decadent, rich, sweet, shareable, and irresistible. It's not your average box of chocolates. A wonderful presentation in a lovely box, 12 varieties, and some unusual combinations of chocolate flavors. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries, incredible collection of gifts. Your gift will be perfectly packaged in a gift box. All the details taken care of. They will deliver your gift fresh and on time, guaranteed, or your money back. With Valentine's Day around the corner, only one way to get new chocolate truffles from Sherry's Berries, starting at $29.99. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in my name, Brian Wilson. Brian with an I, Wilson. You'll get the deal. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone. Type in Brian Wilson. Order them today.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. You know, I get asked the same two questions every time. How much have you lost and what does it cost? Well, I've almost lost 20 pounds. I'm just a hair under 20 pounds right now and it feels amazing. And on this what does it cost thing, let me ask you something. What's the cost of being overweight? How expensive is the health care? What's the cost of not being able to do the things that you want? That's the question you should ask. So let me answer it. It's actually very inexpensive. It's an investment in yourself, your life. In fact, it could save your life while bringing the highest quality of life. Save your lifestyle. Being overweight causes so many medical issues. Get control of your weight, will you? And save yourself from potential problems. And, you know, you may say losing weight is so hard. Well, EMP 180 has been easy, and it's the right thing to do. So, EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
It is 7:53 on WMAO. Time to see what's going on from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Landon Dowdy. Hello, Landon.
Hello. Good morning to you. Well, Wall Street is coming off a weak day of trading on Monday
after oil prices slipped to just above $43 a barrel. A new round of big earnings reports may help stocks bounce back today. Oil giant BP says its fourth quarter earnings more than doubled as it made progress adjusting to lower energy prices. Right now, the futures are rising. In economic news, we'll get reports on job openings and labor turnover, consumer credit, and the nation's trade deficit. Google is teaming up with retailer H&M to make data fashionable. They're developing an Android app to track where users go, the weather where they live, and whether they hang out in casual or formal settings. The information will go toward designing a personalized data dress that consumers can buy. And U.S. News and World Report is out with its annual list of the best places to live. Austin, Texas takes the top spot, bumping off Denver. San Jose, Washington, D.C., and Fayetteville, Arkansas round out the top five. The list ranks the top 100 metro areas based on affordability, job prospects, and quality of life. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
People with special needs need to get around differently. That's why we created Reach-A-Ride for people like you or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, get to school or office, or would just like to do some shopping, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that will get you there. Reach-A-Ride. At reacharide.org, easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Need a little extra help? No worries. Reach-A-Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to go with Reach-A-Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call at reacharide.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Estamos en español, también en richaride.org.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Not doing so well on the Fairfax County Parkway. Update is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Northbound Fairfax County Parkway. This will be pushing through the Burke area. North of Roberts Parkway, still with the crash cleanup a few moments ago. They had held up all traffic dealing with this accident. Southbound, as you come south from 123, it's the rubbernecking delay slowing you in that area. On the toll road, the accident, eastbound Dulles Toll Road before you get to the Reston Park, where you're still seeing some activity and coming off the Greenway, feeling the effects of this crash. Heading through town across the 14th Street Bridge, Southeast Southwest Freeway, the volume with us, Rock Creek Parkway, the crash had been southbound after Calvert Street. On the Maryland Beltway, Interloop and Forestville, the accident before Route 4, now to the shoulder. Attention, diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Even warmer weather continuing to settle in here as we head on through today. A few showers around, maybe a thunder shower for the morning. Some sunshine this afternoon, up to 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, the nation's capital, 50 degrees, 7:56.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
There are times when it's nice that things go up, and it's sometimes even better when things go down. Novec, a not-for-profit electric cooperative, provides wholesale power to its customers at cost. Any changes in that cost are passed along through an annual power cost adjustment on bills. The average home's power bill from Novec will again go down in 2017 by nearly $11 a month, making down a very good direction for power bills. Novec, owned by the people they serve.
A hearty breakfast that gets you out of bed in the morning and the road that lets you safely get to work have one thing in common. Salt. Not only does salt make your food taste better, it makes icy roads safer. Using salt to de-ice the roads can reduce car crashes by 88% and injuries by 85%. Icy roads end where salt begins. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out why at alittlesalt.org.
guys, Valentine's Day is next week. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. 2 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the right corner, and enter code 800. But hurry, this deal expires this weekend. Order now from ProFlowers. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Think about it. She gets a beautiful bouquet, and you get to sit back and look awesome, all for an amazing price. It's a no-brainer. 2 dozen stunning assorted roses guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $29.99, and will include a vase for free. Fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery and add-ons to complete your gift. Pro Flowers makes Valentine's Day easy. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this weekend. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 800. That's proflowers.com, secret code 800.
Honey, let's put the new roof off till spring. Just because we need one doesn't mean I want to pay for it.
New Look Home Design has 0% interest and no payments for 1 year. Plus 10% off materials, but only for a limited time.
Wow, that's one sweet deal.
I'll get our free estimate scheduled.
Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year. Plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Coming up, we're going to be talking about this movement out there to use taxpayer dollars to perhaps build a new stadium for the Redskins. Do you like that idea or do you not like that idea? Also, Larry Kudlow at 8:35. It is now 8 o'clock in the nation's capital time.